Well, they'll look at the proximity to the line, they'll look at the species, and they'll decide what type of growth rate is there for this species of tree, and how close is it to the line today. We are required to provide 4 years' worth of clearance, which means that the growth of the tree over the next 4 years should not infringe on that clearance zone. So if there's, depending again on the voltage going through those lines, let's assume for the moment that we're dealing with voltage that requires a 15-foot clearance. So the tree needs to be not only outside the 15 feet, and the limbs need to be not only outside that 15 feet, it also has to be a situation where within the next 4 years it won't grow into that 4-year zone, into that 15-foot clearance rather. So they look at that. They look at, the growth rate, the health of the tree, the height of the tree, and they'll make that determination. They'll also look at how much of the tree needs to be removed in order to obtain the necessary clearance. If it's just a simple matter of pruning back or trimming back a little bit, that's the preferred method. But if a significant amount of the crown of the tree is going to be removed, then it's generally a consensus among experts that if you remove more than 25% of the crown, you've done serious damage to the health of the tree, and the tree is unlikely to recover from that wound. And so the recommendation at that point is to remove the entire tree.